Here in the U.S., we have what we call celebrities, and some of them are called religious celebrities. A religious celebrity is somebody whose work in the field of religion is celebrated. In other words, his or her name is familiar to millions of people, and the work that he or she does is widely known. Well, interestingly enough, in this world of religious celebrities here in the United States, the church is not growing very much, if at all. But in China, where there are few, if any, religious celebrities, the Christian church is growing like wildfire.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. Hello, and welcome to Compassion Radio. Well, it's a big day in America, as years of campaigning and not a little political wrestling finally come to a conclusion. Of course, the consequences will be with us for years to come. You know, it's also a red letter day in China. Why? No, it's not something political. It's decidedly more profound than that. Today, 20 to 30,000 people turned to Christ as their Savior. Folks, this news has eternal significance, and it's repeating itself day after day after day. And that, when it comes down to it, is a much bigger story. Wouldn't you agree? Well, Norm has a special guest to help put our minds on things eternal today, and I imagine you could probably use some of this good news right about now. Here's Norm.
You know, I've got a guest to share with you today, a man who's ministered extensively in China for many years, even though he now lives in the United States. His real name is not known to us, because knowledge of his real name could put his life in jeopardy in China, as well as the work that he does all over that great country. He's not a celebrity, but the extent and importance of his ministry is enormous. That's the way it works in China and in many other places in the world where ministry for Christ is a risky business. We'll be back to talk to my guest after music from Morning Song.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am. We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. We will glorify the Lord of Lords, who is the great I Am.
Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty. We will bow before His throne. We will worship.
I'm delighted to have as my guest today a gentleman known simply as Brother Josh. And that simple name is a pseudonym because this Chinese brother who now lives in the United States is a key resource person for the underground house church movement in China. And you see, it's important for us to protect his identity. I think you'll find our conversation with Brother Josh most informative. So, here we go. Brother Josh, this is an auspicious occasion. We're delighted to have you with us.
Well, Brother Norman, it's certainly a privilege to be here.
You refer to yourself as a China worker. Someone is working awfully hard in China for the Lord, because as our listeners know, I want to repeat it in case there's somebody listening who hasn't heard this. This is the fastest growing church in the history of Christianity. Am I not right about that?
I think so.
They say that it's growing faster than any church has ever grown since New Testament times. Tell us something about the work that you do. You are involved, as I understand it, in the planting of churches, new churches, all over the country of China.
Well, that's quite correct. My responsibility is to work with the natives in China, pastors, evangelists, people who are really burdened for the souls of Chinese, helping them to help themselves. That is pretty much the bottom line.
Well, for many, many years, there were Western missionaries in China. And as I understand it, they laid a foundation for what is happening now. But it wasn't really until after the communists took over in 1949 that the church in China really started to grow with this tremendous dynamic that characterizes the church today.
That's very true. In fact, I like to kind of parallel this with the parable Jesus gave in Matthew 13, which talked about the four different situations of seed sowing and then talked about harvests of 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.
Yes.
I feel that in my persuasion that the missionaries had laid a foundation and began the 30-fold harvest, we're now seeing the 60-fold harvest, and we are going to be. Even with the fast-growing churches in China today, we are going to be one day seeing the 100-fold harvest in China.
Perhaps it's the rapid growth and dynamism, Holy Spirit dynamism of the church in China,
right,
that is part of the reason why Chinese Christians are persecuted so brutally by the government.
That's very true, because I just received, in fact, Brother Norm, yesterday some confidential secret documents from China in which talked about this very issue. And because of the tremendous growth of the churches in China, the communists are paranoid about this whole situation. They feel that China could very well go the way that the former Soviet Union did, and that's why they are pressuring the church and trying to really put a stop to the growth.
In other words, they attribute the collapse of the Soviet Union very largely to the growth of Christianity.
Well, that is how the leaders seem to believe at this moment. And that's why these documents talk about the steps they must take. And they, in fact, began this work way back in the end of February. All this time, they have been trying hard to deal with the situation. The Catholic Church as well as the Protestant Church are the two main areas they want to deal with during this campaign. The idea, the philosophy behind this whole thing is so that they want to scare people away from committing any crimes, including illegal religious gatherings.
An illegal religious gathering, as I understand it, is a gathering that is not authorized by the government.
Exactly.
Is that right?
A group that is not registered with the government, meeting regularly, is totally breaking the law, so to speak.
I see.
Yeah, and that is what they want to deal with.
Now, you have some stories to tell today about some individuals who have been persecuted by the government and who have been arrested recently. Would you mention one or two of those?
Well, I, in fact, have a letter from one of them who was arrested many years in, shall we say, North China, and later released, but he did not want to leave his prison, in fact. And so somehow the authorities managed for him to have a little place outside the compound of the prison ward. And there he lived for about 9 years, all the while doing evangelistic work. And not too long ago, I think about 2-3 months ago, he was arrested. And this man took the attitude of not ever come back to his home again, you know, as shabby as it was.
Yes.
But inside he had a lot of equipment, printing materials and mimeograph materials and Bibles. And all this were taken away from him.
And this was all Christian material, is
that
right?
Christian materials.
Yes.
And he had an extensive literature work, which is really done by the grace of God. And he thought he would never go back home. And yet, amazingly, he was allowed to go back.
My.
In fact, the chief interrogator even asked him for a Bible.
Is that right?
Yes. And all the while, he was taking a very, very hard attitude, in fact. He said to them, well, the Lord has committed me into your hands, So that means you can do whatever you want with me. I have no opinion. And they would ask him all sorts of questions. He refused to answer, except those that could glorify God. He said he basically made two statements. First, he said, well, whatever I've told you have already been said. I have no other things to say. Then he said, whatever you want to do with me is in your hands.
Sounds like Jesus before Pilate.
Exactly. And that's precisely the attitude he took, and which was very, very irritating, to say the least, to the authorities. However, he was later on told that since we brought you here, we'll take you home. And he was allowed to go home and write his letter since his release.
What about this business of the interrogator? This is a representative of the government.
Exactly.
Communist government.
Right.
Wanting a Bible. Is it possible that within the organization of the Communist Party, there are actual believers in Christ?
There's no doubt about it at all.
Really?
In fact, there are many, many Communist Party members. Some of them have renounced the party membership and giving up all the perks and curves and all these other benefits in order to become a Christian.
Oh,
I have met some of them, and this is a great concern, grave concern to the Chinese government. And that's another reason why they say that they don't want China to go after the footsteps of this former Soviet Union.
Chinese Christians take God's word gladly into their hands, but more importantly, into their hearts. Your gift to our God's Word for China campaign can help bring a vibrant, knowledgeable faith to more believers this year. Here's Norm to explain.
You can give Bibles to people in China who are hungry to read God's Word. Listen to this. For every Bible that is distributed in China, five people come to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Now, during this month, we're providing you the opportunity to send Bibles to China through our annual Operation God's Word campaign. To date, our Operation God's Word campaign has provided about 400,000 copies of the Word of God to people in China. As you may or may not know, the growth rate of Christianity in China is the greatest in the 2,000-year history of Christianity. Just think of it.
Miracles are happening in China right now through the power of God's Word. You can help make that happen. Just give us a call. 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And we can be found on the internet at CompassionRadio.com. And now, back to the program.
Now, we've heard a report from a reliable source that indicates that there is one Christian gentleman, a leader in the house church movement,
yes,
who has, along with quite a large number of other Christians, been arrested recently. And what we heard was that there was the intention on the part of government officials to execute this Christian man.
If I understand correctly, this was one of the key Christian leaders, and he has a great following. And of course, he was on the blacklist, and this was one of them who was arrested along with these other 20-some that you mentioned. And so I would not be surprised they wanted to take drastic steps against him.
You travel, Brother Josh, all around China. I understand you are in just about every part of China.
Well, I have to get around.
Our listeners may be interested to know whether the growth of Christianity, the growth of the church, is taking place in one area in particular in China, or whether it's in certain regions in particular, or whether it's happening all over the nation.
I would say it's happening all over the nation, except there are some stronger areas than others. Henan, Anhui, Zhejiang, area.
What part of China would that be geographically?
Well,
speaking?
Zhejiang would be the east part of China. Anhui would be more like central east. So even down in the south, everywhere you look, it seems like God is doing wonderful work, including the northwest, the Muslim areas.
The Muslim areas,
yeah.
Yes.
So some areas have bigger groups, others smaller groups, depending on the situation. But all in all, people seem to be very hungry for the gospel because they feel like, communism has not fulfilled the promises.
We heard the term used with reference to propaganda classes, that they're referred to as nonsense classes.
That's very true. In fact, this even happened in some elementary schools when kids were organizing themselves in their own free will, trying to evangelize fellow students, singing gospel songs in there and causing a great stir. And as a result, the parents were contacted and saying, well, hi, what are you teaching your kids at home and all that? But so, you see, this is why the government is so concerned. because of the tremendous growth and people's hearts are hungry. They are turning to Christianity, turning to Christ. And for those who have actually tasted the goodness of the Lord, there's just no return for them.
We met university students who were on fire for Jesus, engineering students, students in the sciences.
Exactly.
We met older people. We met people of all ages, but this really intrigues me. You said that there were children in the elementary level who were evangelizing other children for Jesus Christ.
Right. And even though, officially speaking, according to these documents I have here, it's not legal to have underage 18-year-old and younger to be participating in any kind of religious activities, these things are taking place. You know?
That's tremendous.
And that's why they want to stop these activities. And basically, I guess it stems from the fear that China would be overthrown by Christianity.
How important is Christian radio to supporting the churches there in China?
It's very, very important, particularly because of the growth. As I mentioned earlier, the church is growing everywhere, every province, every place. And this tremendous growth, of course, is encouraging on the one hand, but on the other hand, there are problems that come along with it, not the least of which would be the training part. It is not possible for myself or for anybody like me to go everywhere and try to train and provide materials. But there's no barrier for the airwaves. And so programs such as yours can really reach out and people need it.
We are looking at the possibility of a Chinese speaker to deliver the messages for our Chinese listeners there. And I want our radio listeners to pray with us so that we will be able to find just the right person who can communicate with the people way out in the countryside who don't know English.
Yeah, this will be great because a lot of times the people that need training most are the people in the remote areas of China where a seminary student or even official seminary graduate cannot really get to.
Yes.
But the radio can be a real, real good media to reach them.
We hear that there are groups of Christians that gather together around a radio and who are given materials that enables them to study the scripture, study the lesson that is being taught over the radio.
Right.
That, to me, is an exciting opportunity.
Yes.
And we hope to be involved in something like that in the not-too-distant future.
I'm glad to hear that.
Brother Josh, how can we pray for you as you go back to China here? You're going to be there for about a month, as I understand it. Is safety a concern of yours?
Well, it's always been a concern, but I take the attitude that the Lord will lead me and give me wisdom. And so I would ask that you pray for safety as I enter China this time, and then for wisdom in handling the various situations. As I talk with the various church leaders and people like that, we will provide the right assistance they need.
The church is growing so fast that the leadership can't keep up with the growth in numbers.
Exactly.
Isn't that right?
That is exactly the problem. You know, I met one just last time who had to be responsible for some 11 to 15 home churches.
Oh, my.
Just one person.
One person.
So how can you possibly go around? And, taking into consideration the difficulty of transportation and all that. So it's a big, big job.
And this is one of the reasons, too, why Bibles are so important.
Exactly.
Without Bibles, it's possible for heresies to develop.
Yeah.
Possible for all kinds of misunderstandings to take place.
That's right. Even now, there are some problems with heresy. But the good thing is that people of various denominations are getting the Bibles and materials into China.
Yes.
And this helps a great deal.
Brother Josh, we are very grateful for the work that you are doing there. You work with and for the Bible League. And, of course, we have great respect. They've been a partner with us. We've been a partner with them in ministry in China. And we're so grateful for the work that you're doing.
Well, I am very thankful to the Lord for the opportunity to serve Him in this fashion.
Well, we will continue to pray. We will continue to give. And we will commit you to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much.
And He will bless your ministry. I know that He will.
Thank you.
Well, what a challenge we've heard from Brother Josh today. Let's take just a moment and pray together. Oh, Lord God, we thank you today for the way your word is going out all around the world and changing lives as the gospel message is heard. We ask your special protection and blessing now on Brother Josh and upon all of those who are involved in building your church in China. Now we thank you for loving us. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
The Lamb of God. Shed His blood.
My friend, the Chinese Communist government claims that there is freedom of religion in China, but that is not true. Oh, yes, there are churches in China, but the government is determined to regulate every aspect of church life. For example, in the Communist People's Republic of China, no one under the age of 18 is allowed to participate in a church service. Actually, the situation is worse than that. A 32-year-old Chinese house church pastor, known as Pastor Kai, was kidnapped by communist government plainclothes police officers while waiting for a bus in the city of Beijing. 16 days later, Pastor Kai's wife was arrested while hiding from the authorities. What crime had Pastor Kai and his wife committed that prompted their arrest? Well, they were accused of having 200,000 Bibles and other items of Christian literature in a storage facility being prepared for distribution to Chinese house church Christians. The two of them, along with two other adult family members, are currently being held in a detention center in Beijing, that is, a prison. In their absence, their four-year-old son is being cared for by his grandmother. Neither the grandmother or any other family members have been permitted to visit the prison. And it's believed that Chinese authorities may charge Pastor Kai and the others with crimes that mandate life imprisonment. With Thanksgiving and Christmas on the near horizon, and with the issues and rhetoric of this election season sounding loudly in the media, I want to challenge you to take a distinctively Christ-oriented perspective on what's ahead of us. Actually, we're challenging you to make two commitments. First of all, to offer your gift of prayer for Chinese Christians as a time commitment. And secondly, we're challenging you to make your gift of Bibles for Chinese Christians as a financial commitment.
Now let me ask you this question. Are our suffering house church brothers and sisters in China worthy to have Bibles to read in order to gain strength and comfort for their courageous witness for Jesus Christ? If your answer is yes, then please confirm your yes by providing Bibles for these brothers and sisters through our year-end Operation God's Word project.
A new well-made Bible placed into the hands of an excited, expectant believer costs only $6. So your gift of $30 can provide 5 Bibles. $60 can provide 10 Bibles. $120 provides 20 brand new Bibles for Christian believers, and so on. We also have available a special gift as a thank you for your generous support of Compassion Radio this month. Just ask for it when you call or write to us with your gift. We can be reached at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And, of course, we can be reached on the Internet 24/7 at CompassionRadio.com.
We look forward to hearing from you today.